the rock star life, and we've been paying our dues, paying our dues.
Yeah. how is everyone doing this morning? You're tuning in to ABBA Carnival on WMFO Medford.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
So that first song, we always start off with an ABBA song. First song you heard there was Honey Honey. Do you know what album that's off of, Dave?
I don't.
I can tell you right now. Oh, it looks like Waterloo. A classic. Probably the least deep cut that we've played so far. I feel like we've played deep cuts mostly. ABBA deep cuts.
That one I feel like I've known my whole life.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. So yeah, we're gonna keep on playing some music for you this morning. Hope you're enjoying.
Let it rock, baby. Let it rock.
Hope you're enjoying your Tuesday. That's what it is, right?
That's right.
Okay.
All day.
Get up, Jake. It's late in the morning. The rain is pouring. We got work to do. Get up, Jake. My love, sweetest little thing I ever seen.
control. Radio tuned to rock and roll. 2-3 hours passed us by. Altitude dropped to 505. Fuel consumption way too fast. Let's get on home before we run out of gas. Now you can't get me. No, baby, you can't get me. Cause if you get too close, you're gone like a coo.
Some forgiveness, but begging's not my business. And she won't write a letter, though I always tell her. And so it's my assumption I'm really up the junction.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to ABBA Carnival.
We were just listening to Love Fool by the Cardigans. It was the radio edit, because this is public radio. You're listening to WMFO Medford, by the way.
91.5 on your dial.
Yeah, well, they're on it. Hopefully they know that.
Some people don't know.
Anyways, before that, we listened to Up the Junction by Squeeze off of their album Cool for Cats.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, we heard You Can't Catch Me by Chuck Berry, Get Up Jake by the band, and of course we started with ABBA, as we always do. This is, after all, ABBA Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
So, Dave, tell us about this Tuesday. What's up today?
What's going on? The world's crazy. You wake up, the world's gone crazy, you know what I mean? Microsoft's buying Spotify. you still gotta go to work, you know what I mean? So we'll get it done. We got parked in our driveway today, so
yeah,
unfortunate start to the day, but
yeah, shouts out to Alex. I know you aren't listening to this, but you don't get to park in the driveway. There's one spot per apartment in our house, and it is not yours.
Anyway, you know.
Anyways, I'm going to play some new music now. I actually have not listened to this song yet, but Snail Mail came out with a new single.
Love them.
I have this weird experience where every artist that I have met because of Apple Jam things, I like have this weird... Animosity is not the right term, but I feel like it always happens where, you know, they come to an Apple Jam show, and then afterwards, when, you know, sometimes some of the artists get a lot bigger, and then I always like feel a little bit of weird contempt where I'm like, whatever, but it's pretty silly.
Doesn't matter. They were great when they came to play a tough show.
They were. Lindsay Jordan is like 18 years old. It's crazy that she's out there making this music. I hope she's staying sane.
All right, we'll play the tune. Let's hear it.
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
If you did find The eyes are bright, he couldn't wait to get away. And I bet that Juliet was just the icing on the cake. Make no mistake, no. And even if somehow we could have shown
just now we listened to, yeah, we started off with Snail Mail's new single, Pristine. She's like, I don't know, she has such a sound, which I guess in the industry is good, if you will. But that was a pretty cool song. I'm excited for that record to come out.
That's the only thing that they've released for that so far?
Yes. Let me inform you guys when that's coming out. Snail Mail, new album. Lush is the name of the album. June 8th. They're on Matador. So that's going to be the soundtrack to the summer, I guess. After that, we listen to Plants by Crumb. Crumb was a Tufts band. They sort of started right as they were graduating and have gone on to do big things. They like toured with Alex G and Howdy. I think they're based in Brooklyn now. They're actually going to be coming back to Boston soon for a show at Great Scott, but I believe it is sold out. So if you wanted to go, you can't. After that, we listened to Only Ones Who Know by the Arctic Monkeys off of the album Favorite Worst Nightmare. And just listened to Crosstown Traffic, a classic by Jimi Hendrix. Dave was saying that he wished he had chosen a deeper cut, but I thought that was a good choice for this morning.
It's a great morning song.
It is.
It's a good pick-me-up.
Do you want to read us a PSA here?
Yeah, I'm going to do a Numbers to Think About PSA. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. So that's...
Numbers to think about.
Numbers to think about.
You always choose the picture. Numbers to think about.
No, I always pick the shortest one. That's the only thing that's... I had one. I was looking at one, but it was very big, and I can only do 25 words
maximum.
I have a threshold. So yeah. Anyway,
we're gonna listen to new music. I generally just sharing. I'm about to break a big rule of mine. I pretty much hate. I think that, you know, we all know what cliches are. Actually, we were listening to Bob Dylan last night, and Dave just was like, if anyone tried to pull this, like, nowadays, if anyone tried to use the cliches that Bob Dylan used, they would just get so much
like every
flack
line
for it.
In the song is
yeah,
like
every line is a cliche,
like,
but
not okay to use as maybe if you slipped in as a songwriter, put a cool
anyways,
melody.
Anyways, my point being that there are modern cliches that are not, you know, what was that? What was the lyric about the crow? That
and to be honest, I love Dylan.
Oh my God, yeah.
Really, I mean,
any
not,
Dylan lovers
not,
out there, we're with you. We're with you. We're not saying we don't, but we're just
Dylan.
Saying that he's an extremely, he uses a lot of cliches, but also for the time, it was kind of in the style, and it was in a way. I mean, he revolutionized pop music, so it was revolutionary in some sense. Anyways, there are modern cliches, and I have this theory that the three that I really can't stand, and when they're made reference to in music, I kind of cringe, are cigarettes, parking lots, and funeral homes. I think that, based on the relevance in one's life, they are just referenced way too frequently in music. Mm-hmm. Like the number of times I hear songs where people talk about like, you left me in the parking lot. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I know. Yeah.
You could have done something.
Well,
else.
It's just like, lazy. It's like, it's such lazy imagery. Cause it's like, okay. Yeah. A paved parking lot. Like, you know, when Joni Mitchell did it with the paved paradise and put up a parking, like that was novel, but this the parking lot has taken this like whole serious.
I would have never thought until this moment.
I mean, clearly I'm very passionate about this, but
the funeral,
parking lots,
I kind of want to get into the funeral home one, but I don't want to talk to you know too much more, but the funeral home, that's just I don't even know.
So I would say in order of annoying, it's parking lots, cigarettes, then funerals. Cigarettes too, it's like,
well,
oh God, yeah, we know
one.
You're trying to kill you. You know, it's, I don't know.
That's an easy one.
It's an easy one. They're easy and they're lazy and they're overdone.
Right.
Anyways, I'm breaking a rule right now because the title of this track is Parking Lot. So, yeah, there you go.
Thank you. I'm drunk again.
So we're approaching the end of our hour. And let's see, what have we listened to? So we listened to Parking Lot by Grouper. Pretty cool new song. Then we listened to How Can You Be Sure by Radiohead off of Fake Plastic.